Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mar and Imi Rasi Sheyichyu. The Nishnas Maris Hester Master of Shmuel, and for Moshe Ben Peshadina, and for Rabbi Mitzvah Ben Hester. The Gemara in Maseches Kedushin Daf Vav Amid Beis says, "Damar Rabbi Helach Hester Gzal Menash Tachzireli Not Labachzir Yatzim Lam Lo Yatzef." A person says, "Take this Hester on condition that you return it to me. If he takes it and returns it, he's Yotze, and if not, he's not Yotze." Tosis writes, Vim Taimar, am I lo yotze lo havel tanai kafel? Why, if you do not give the esrog back, are you not yotze? You didn't fulfill the condition, that shouldn't bother us. Because you have to make a tanai kafel. We have a rule that a tanai has to be doubled. That, in our case, you would have to say that this is your esrog. If you give it back to me, I'm giving you this esrog. If you give it back to me, then it's yours. And if you don't give it back to me, then it's not. Make a tanai kafel, a yes and a no. Here he only said one side. On condition, you give it back to me. He didn't say, if you don't give it back to me, it's not yours. So you should be yotze no matter what. Vishloimar, sheyeshlan that dika tanai, dlo boi kafel. Goin hocha, sheyedat yishvorach echaber al esrik shelo. There's some tanaim that don't need to be kafel. Like here, where it's clear what his das was, that his friend should make a bracha on his esrog. Even more than we find, a person sold his property, al das to be oleh Eretz Yisrael, v'lpirshelo midi. And he didn't go into detail, he didn't explain that he's selling it al manas to make aliyah. So if lo solik, in the end he didn't go up to Eretz Yisrael, bo lemihadar, he wanted to retract the sale, v'am rafuna, v'dvarm sheb levin dvarm, v'am sheb anad dvarm. Because he didn't explain. But if he would have explained, it would have been a good tonight. Even though he didn't double it up, had he just said one side, it would have been enough. And he didn't have to co-fill it. He didn't have to double it. Why not? Answer is, because it's clear that was his das, that it was only Almanas Lalas Laritz Yisrael, but he had to have said it. If he didn't say it, no good. Tos gives another example of this. As long as it's clear where your das is, you only need one side of the tanai. And then Tosis goes weiter and says, Vim Toimar, Ublach Zira Milo Yotze. Why, if you don't give it back, you're not Yotze? Harvabi Amaisiv Tanai Vedavar Echad. That's Nai Bottle. Then we didn't have Samichti Kotanai Mechay Elf Gintai Bene Govene Ruim Vasim Tanai Vedarchov Amaisiv Dover Acher Hava. We have a rule that in order for it to be a valid tanai, the tanai has to be b'davar echad, u'maisa b'davar acher. In other words, here, the tanai and the maisa are b'davar echad. Why? Because what's the tanai? You give it back to me. What do you give back? The esrog. What's the maisa? The giving of the esrog. So the tanai, the condition, and the maisa are b'davar echad. And there you don't need a tanai kafel. So why aren't you yotze? First Tosis asks, why you aren't yotze? It's not a tanai kafel. And instead Teretz is, said here you don't need a tanai kafel because it's clear that was his das. Now Tosis says, why aren't you yotze? If you don't give it back, it's tanai u'maisa b'davar echad. And we have a rule, we learn from B'nai Gad or B'nai Ruvain, that if you pass over and you fight in Eretz Yisrael, like we learn in the sixth parasha, if you pass over and you fight in Eretz Yisrael, so what's the din? Then you get a property on the Transjordan. On the other side of the Jordan, you get property. And if not, then you don't. So it's a tanai b'davar echad, passing over and fight. And the maisa, giving the land, b'davar acher. So only there you need a tanai kafel, but here it's a tanai b'nais davar echad, you don't need a tanai kafel, like we see in Gidnai and Hamad Aleph. And for Tosi Shlomer Hatzim Lovim Askana Hachi Vikish Ne'achrina. So one teretz is that there, that's not the maskana, there are the teretz. Inami Shlomer Hadlo Mahani tanai b'nais davar echad Hanik Shneim Sosim Zezeh. When is it not effective a tanai b'nais davar echad? When The Tanai and the Maaseh contradict each other. For example, in Gittin, that he divorces her, Amanasha Tachzir Aniyar. And the Gemara there is holding, Kolomer Amanas, Eino Komer Me'achshav. If you say Amanas, it's not like saying Me'achshav. She's not going to be divorced until she gives back the paper. And it turns out then, Shebizman Chalos HaGet, Ein HaGet B'yada V'matiz Garish. When the get is Chal, how's she going to be divorced? So therefore the Tanai is Batal. So when is the Tanai Maisa B'davar Echad no good? When the Tanai and the Maisa are so to each other, like give me back the paper and then be divorced. And if you hold that you're only divorced when you give back the paper, so then it's a stira, that doesn't work. But here the Gemara is holding like Rebbe. Shkolom Ramanas Komer Me'achshav Dami. So it's happening. Amanas is happening right now. And it turns out that in the Matan is Chal Miyad Bizman is Sinasa. But Tanai Shachakach Yachzira. And therefore, im hechzer asur gnimsa shizacha bo lamafreya b'shas nesina b'yatzei dechovasa. So when he gives back the esrig, it turns out that from when was it his? It was his retroactively. And if he doesn't give it back, then it wasn't his retroactively. So here we're talking about where it was his retroactively, so there's no stira between the Tanai and the Maisa. Tanai was give it back, and it'll be yours originally. And then the Maisa is to give it back, and when he gives it back, it was his originally. So it's no stira. So as long as there's no stira between the Tanai and the Maisa, everything is cool. When is Tanai Maisa not Abi Dabar Echad? If there's a steer between the Tanai and the Maisa. Ad kan mi divrei kotcher shalat haisvis. So we learn from Taisvis two yotzim in aklal for Hilchos Tanai. That normally you need a Tanai kafel, but here you don't need a Tanai kafel. Because if you know that's the person's das, you don't need a Tanai kafel. Number two, Tanai Maisa B'davar Echad. You don't need a Tanai kafel. You only need a Tanai kafel when it's a Tanai B'davar Echad or Maisa B'davar Acher. And when do we say that in order for it to be a valid Tanai, it needs to be a Tanai B'davar Echad or Maaseh B'davar Acher? That's only when there's no stira between the Tanai and the Maaseh. That's only when there's a stira if it's a Tanai B'davar Echad. But Tanai or Maaseh B'davar Echad is no good. That there we cancel the Tanai when there's a stira between the Tanai and the Maaseh. But if there's no stira between the Tanai and the Maisa, then it can even be a Tanai b'Maisa b'Davar Echad. Normally we learn from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain that Dinei Tanaim apply only to when the Tanai is b'Davar Echad or Maisa b'Davar Acher. The condition has to be about one thing and the Maisa about something else. But in a case where there's no stira between the Tanai and the Maisa, you can have Tanai and Maisa b'Davar Echad. So obviously, We need a Hagdara here. We're learning to need Dinei Tanai from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. So why Be'emes, and what's the Makar that you don't need these Klalim? That even though Tanai B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain was a Tanai Kafel, and it was a Tanai B'davar Echad, Maaseh B'davar Acher, in certain cases, they're yotzei min haklal, mechitesi. What's the makor? Why? Tosis, Daf Mem Tes, also discusses this issue. It's in Maseches Kedushin. And they write as follows. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. The dvarim shebelev don't matter. You don't pay attention to what's in a person's heart. Mash medafka mishim shelo pirish dvarim. Av pirish dvarim the hedge of amr b'shatze mecha shu mochra. Fishu rotze lechaz lehar tisol haba mechar bata. But if he would have said something when the person sold land al das to make aliyah and he didn't end up making aliyah, so normally we say dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, but if he would have just opened his mouth and said, yeah, I'm only selling you, I'm supposed to go to Ramat Beit Shemesh, I have a job set up there, everything's cool, then that would have been enough, and you don't need a Tanai Kafel. And the Mecha would have been Batal had he said that, and his Aliyah wouldn't have worked out. Fractosis, Vakashamaya, being a Tanai Kafel, Vray Lois Nashim Lelech, Lois Kami Metach, there's no Tanai Kafel. Like Tos asked over here, the Vav, I'm in base. Vomarid, the Tarach Lechalik Velomar, the Tarim, Shein Atzrichim Tanai Kafel. Elo gilui nilsa onan sade ve'adaita dehochi ovid. There are certain things that don't require a tanai kafel. What do we require? Just a gilui milsa, an onan sade ve'adaita dehochi ovid. That we can testify about it. It's just he's revealing what he's thinking, but you don't need a tanai kafel. We am sure under fili gilui milsa lo boy. Sometimes you don't even need a gilui milsa. Person writes all of his nechasim to other people, and then he finds out he has a son. Of course, the matan is batal. They don't even need a gilui milsa. It's pashut. So we assess that was what he was thinking. Of course, I'm only giving this away if I don't have a son. If I have a son. I want it to go to my son. So too, anan sade, that if he just would have said so, that he's only selling it al das to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So Tosis looks over there like Eretosis over here, Davav, Amit Beis. However, there are some differences. There, Tosis adds that there's an additional darga that doesn't require even a Kili Milsa. In other words, not only don't you need a Tanai Kafel, you don't have to say anything. Right? Tosis there says that in certain instances, sometimes you don't even have to say a word. Tosis doesn't have to say a word. Tosis and Davav on Beis doesn't say that. And Tosis there also explain why you don't need a Tanai Kafel. Elo gilui milsa da anan sade da daita achavi da fishanu omdim shalakachai badaita. Kokin anan sade da lozaman ala daita. Tosis doesn't say anan sade by us. Why not? There, Tosis is the name of the Ri, the Teretz, that sometimes you don't need a Tanai Kafel. Here it doesn't say the name of the Baal Tosis. There's another chiluk between the two Tosisim, that only here Tosis writes, meaning Adavav and Beis, the second Yotze Min HaKlal. But tonight, B'davar Echad, U'maitse B'davar Acher. Not Adav Memtes. So, Chora here, the reason is Pashut. Because here we're talking about a Gemara that talks about a Matan Manas Lahachzir. And that lechor is a tenai or ma'aseh b'davar echad. Hashem came there. It's a tenai b'davar echad. If I'm able to make aliyah, or ma'aseh b'davar acher, then the sale should be a sale. The mele tells it doesn't have to go into the chilek between when a tenai or ma'aseh b'davar echad works and when it doesn't, because that's only the case. It's tenai ma'aseh b'davar echad davav and not in daf mem tes. In the Torah Journal Ha'aros, in Yud Aleph Nisan Tavshin Pei, There's an article by Harav Eliyahu Nassan Akoin Silverberg, who's the Rosh Yeshiva of the Chabad Yeshiva in Chicago. And he brings the Kovetz Shi'urim. He brings the Rebbe Elchanan. It's good. Chabadnik can bring a Rebbe Elchanan. He says, "Do you do him divrei ad Kovetz Shi'urim? Asher lechora yinu mefarshim kavanas atosus de b'mikra de barak habenasu shela adam shuv lo tzrichan medine tenai b'chlal el adonim lefi ha-kavana ba'adaz shelo bilvad." So we would think that pshat and tosus is in davav amid beis that if a person's das is clear, his kavana is clear, like in the case of matamanas lahachzir, you don't need dine tenai b'chlal. You're done the fi the kavan and the das of the person. However, continues Rebbe Elchanan, this svar is negated mehem sheikh divrei ha-tosfot. From the hemshech divrei ha-tosfot, you see, now like this svar. Because after Tosfos explains, after Tosis explains why you don't need a Tanai Kafel, they ask, why isn't it a problem of Tanai and Maisa B'davar Echad? Tosis says, but it's not a Tanai, it's a problem that it's here to Tanai and Maisa B'davar Echad. And it has to be a Tanai B'davar Echad or Maisa B'davar Acher. That's what Tosfos asks Vayter. So we can understand from this that the first biur, that you don't need a Tanai Kafel if your das is Barur, is not coming to say that there are no Dine Tanai here. Because if that's what it meant, that if a person's das is Barur, there are no Dine Tanai, then there's no room for the second Kasha. You would think when you read the first kash in the Teretz, you would say that if the das of the person is clear, then dine tanai are thrown out the window. There's no dine tanai. You don't need dine tanai because you know it's kavana. Oh, if when you know it's kavana, you don't need dine tanai, then what are you asking me a question from tanai or maisa b'davar echad? There's no room for that kasha because his das is barur. So you see clearly from Tosis and Davov and Beis, that it's not pshat that if the person's kavan is clear, then dine tanai are not applicable. Because then they wouldn't have asked the second kasha. So Rav Silberg suggests as follows. That be'emes, that's the nekudas v'omak hachiluk between the two divrei atosis. Really, it seemed on the surface that the two Tosfosim are saying the Zalbazach, but they're really not. There's really a chilik, and this is the chilik. And we could say that with Tosfos later on, Daf Memtes, was like the first Svara of Rebbe Elchanan, that when there's an Umdanan, there's a Gili Das, La Kavanas Adam, then Be'emes, you don't need Geder V'dinei Tanai, then they're Takano Dinei Tanai, once the person's Das is clear. And therefore it doesn't have to be a Tanai Kafel. And there Takatosis didn't ask the second Kasha from Tanai Omaisa B'davar Echad. Why did they ask that Kasha? So before we said a Pashup Shat, we can add that the way Tosis is thinking on Daf Memtes, it wouldn't be applicable to ask a second question of Tanai Omaisa B'davar Echad to make the Chiluk. And say, yeah, but what about in Davav? Tanai Omaisa B'davar Echad, there has to be a time as Davar Acher. Tosis doesn't get into that because what does Tosis think on Dav Memtes? At the moment the person's das is clear, then there are no more Dine Tanai. You don't need a Tanai Kafel, and you don't care if it's Tanai Omaisa B'davar Echad, Tanai Omaisa B'davar Acher. Because the way Tosis is thinking on Daf Mem Tes is that as long as the Pis Kavan is clear, the normal strictures, the normal standard, the normal parameters of Dinei Tanai don't apply. However, Tosis over here, Daf Mem Tes doesn't hold this way. Tosis Mechadesh, that even though there are still Dinei Tanai, even when the person's das is clear, nevertheless, you don't need a Tanai Kafel because his das is clear. We can still ask about other Dinei Tanai. When his das is clear, you don't need a Tanai Kafel. But it still has to be Tanai b'maisev achar b'maisev davar achar in order to have Dinei Tanai. And here Tosis is asking that they're both b'davar echad. That's the chiluk between the two Tosfosim. The Kudus Inyan is as follows. Tosfos Bayas explains that where the kavana of the person and his das are clear, then you don't need a din of a Tanai Kafel. When the kavana and the das of a person are clear, then you don't need a Tanai Kafel. However, there is still a shame and a gather of a Tanai over here. And therefore you're going to need other Dinei Tanai. Whereas Tosis later on, and Daf Mem Tes is holding, no, that when Das Adam is clear, then all Hilchas Tanai and Choshen Mishpat are not applicable. You just go Baser, 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 Daito. You just follow the person's Das. Vim Kenim Advarim, and if what we're saying, says Rav Silverberg, is correct, then we could be mechalek between the two Tosis. You can understand the chilukim. Daf go over there on Mem Tes. Tosis is mechadesh, that there's an additional darga. You don't need even a gilui milsa. In other words, not only don't you need a Tanai Kafel, you don't have to say anything. Here in Davav, Tosis doesn't mention this darga. Why? Because Tosis on Daf Mem Tes is holding that there's no din tanai b'chlal, and you're going after his kavana, right? If his kavana is clear, then you don't even need to come on to any dibur. And therefore, they can say such a big chiddush. Once you say that dinei tanai aren't applicable, so you can also say such a big chiddush that sometimes you don't need dibur at all. And that's where Tosis is going on Daf Mem Tes. But Tosis Bayun's on Daf Vav doesn't go that far. They don't say that just because his das is clear, dinei tanai aren't applicable, and therefore they don't say such a radical chiddush that sometimes you don't need a mirror at all, as long as his das is clear. That explains one chiluk. There, Daf Mem Tes Tosfos adds that there's a gilui milsa de anan sade da daita dochi yavit. Fisha anu omdim shalakachoy bedaito. Anan sade de lo zaven ela daita. So all of that, of there's a gilui milsa that we are made, Tosfos doesn't use that lashon, and davav. Anu omdim shalakachoy bedaito. Anan sade, that we're made, that de lo zaven ela daita, the only soul that al das to go to Eretz Yisrael. Because where Tosfos is saying, that here we're not done with Dinei Tanai, it's Medin Gilui Milsa on Saturday. So Tosan Dab Mem Tes is coming from a kivun, from the direction of Anan Saturday. Because there are no Dinei Tanai. How would this be defined? What would be the headline of this Tosis? Anan Saturday. What about Dinei Tanai? You don't need to, Dinei Tanai were very complex, so you're off the hook. You don't have to know Dinei Tanai. Once there's an Anan Sade. So that's the emphasis in Tosis on Daf Mem Tes. Tosis on Daf Vav doesn't emphasize that because we're still in the world of Tanai. You still need Dine Begidre Tanai, even if his Das is clear. And there are two different Terutzim in two different Mandamrim. In one, in Tosis on Daf Vav, it's stomach the Tosis, doesn't tell you who it is. And Daf Mem Tes, it's the Re, because they're taka two different Teirutzim. And like we said, on daf memtes, they don't ask for tanai ma'aseh b'davar echad, and on daf vav they do, because on daf memtes, there's no kasha. The kasha doesn't even start. There's no dinei tanai anymore once his das is clear. But on daf vav, it's not so. Even after his das is clear, there's still dinei tanai. You just don't need a tanai kafel. So there's still more to say on this, to explain the differences between the Tosafim, to go even deeper. And I'm hoping that in the next shiur we are able to do so. But in the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we've definitely seen the flows of Mitaras Hashem, and give ourselves a bracha that we should continue to do so. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.